power, no cell service, and no water. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. In many areas of southwest Florida, the floodwaters brought by Hurricane Ian haven't receded yet, and that has people trapped inside their homes. Fox's Alexandria Hoff is in Lee County, where at least 35 people are confirmed dead.
We're here on San Carlos Island. It is part of Fort Myers Beach. And aside from the utility crews working up the street and the occasional police siren, the scene is quiet. It's still and it's sad. And it's really easy to understand why this rescue and recovery, why these operations have been so challenging. But they have been productive. According to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, just yesterday, 600 to 700 rescues were made.
The largest barrier island off Florida's Gulf Coast, Pine Island, is only accessible by boat or air. First responders are going door to door asking residents if they want to leave. President Biden and the First Lady will travel to Florida on Wednesday to survey the devastation. Former President Trump mentioned the storm from Michigan last night.
I want to send our profound sympathy and our immense support to everyone back in Florida and Georgia, the Carolinas, who are struck by this brutal wrath of the hurricane.
Ruptured Russian pipelines have apparently stopped leaking natural gas. Authorities in Denmark say the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines are no longer leaking methane and that a stable pressure has been achieved. Russia has accused the West of sabotage, and the West has said Russia is likely behind those leaks. Voters in Brazil are choosing a president. Far-right incumbent Jair Bolsonaro is facing a challenge from former leftist president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Nearly a dozen candidates are on the ballot. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
It's been a busy weekend at a bus terminal in New York. Dozens of migrants have arrived from Texas.
The Democratic mayor pro tem of this small border town, Eagle Pass, says she actually supports Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott's busing program.
Fox's Matt Finn. Two brothers in Texas are charged with manslaughter after a pair of migrants were shot last week, one fatally. According to records, one of the brothers, Michael Shepard, was a warden at a detention center where migrants have been held in the past. Records also show he had a history of abuse allegations. Last Tuesday, the migrants were getting water from a reservoir when police say a truck pulled up and someone opened fire. Police were able to track the vehicle through surveillance footage and a description provided by the migrants. Social media and suicide. A coroner in London investigating the death of a teenager has found a link. His ruling was the first of its kind.
Molly Russell died 5 years ago, but an inquest into her death just concluded. The coroner determining that Molly, quote, died from an act of self-harm while suffering depression and the negative effects of online content. The coroner goes on to say Molly viewed material on Instagram and Pinterest that was not safe and shouldn't be available to children. Pinterest apologized for sending Molly emails promoting their content, and the parent company of Instagram says they will carefully consider the coroner's full report. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Soft cheeses that may be linked to an outbreak of listeria are being removed from store shelves. Old Europe Cheese, based in Michigan, is recalling its Brie and Camembert cheeses. They were sold in the U.S. and Mexico. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.